This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Every Tuesday, KERA's American Graduate Initiative charts the journey from childhood to graduation. Today, we visit what may be the nation's first high school program teaching students how to repair band instruments. This isn't band class or rehearsal. Instructor Joe Stroll is proving this silver baritone works. We're in the instrument repair class at Bowie High School in Arlington. The horn, in keeping with the school mascot, the Volunteers, is a volunteer.
It's been around a long time. We've done quite a bit of repair. This is actually one of our demo horns that we get to do this sort of thing on. So
Stroll hands me a hammer.
Good. Beautiful.
Almost done.
All right.
Stroll says brass dents are the most common instrument repairs. They're done here on purpose so students can learn how to fix them. We're in the old photography darkroom at Bowie. Digital cameras made it extinct. But instrument repair, there's no high-tech substitute. Stroll's been fixing everything from bassoons to sousaphones for two decades. He works for Music and Arts, the giant band instrument repair and retail business. He's only been in the classroom for 3 months in this partnership between the company and the district. Stroll has seen his share of bashed horns, like a teen's trombone brought in by a mom.
She picked it up off the bed, stuck it up in the air, and the trombone slide caught in the ceiling fan and just bent it into a 90-degree angle. That was a new experience.
This class is a new experience for 17-year-old Noah Patrick, a senior at Lamar High. Every other day, he rides a bus to Bowie for the class. For Noah, it hit the right note. He was hard up for options after graduating.
Honestly, school's just not really my thing. I've always liked kind of building stuff and putting it together, and since I love music, it seems to be with no end, I figure, why not do this?
Noah's learning to machine and shape small instrument parts. He's learning how to solder with flame. In the wet room across the hall, he's shown lacquer and buffing techniques that'll leave fixed instruments with a high gloss.
I'm coming in with the leading edge, and I'm moving to the flat.
If he continues, Noah can enroll as a summer intern at Music and Arts' 2,500-square-foot Dallas repair shop.
It's like blacksmithing, and it takes a number of years.
Jeremy Earnhardt is fine arts director for Arlington Schools. A trumpet player, he's had this idea for years.
After 2 years with this program with Music and Arts, our students will be apprenticeship ready, and I've been told that's about a $15 an hour job.
2 years after that, Earnhardt says they'll be ready to make up to $70,000 a year. Vince Ciapponi, Texas sales director with Music and Arts, remembers Earnhardt's call a few years back, pitching the idea. He was at an airport.
If Jeremy calls, I answer my phone. And my wheels really started turning right away, thinking about our team of repair people is aging, and they're not being replaced as quickly as we are growing.
Back in Bowie's repair room, remember that guy who hammered the horn? I'm now the student learning to fix it. Stroll pulls out a smooth steel ball and hands me a powerful magnet.
Put the ball in, and then take your magnet. Fits in here. There we go.
The magnet outside the horn rolls the ball inside, back and forth across the dent until it's nearly smooth. 7 students signed up for this very first band repair class. The goal, Earnhardt says, a dozen apprentice-ready techs a year. And for the horn, another life. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.